This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The Daily Migs Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play B-Migs.
B-Migs, don't be a loser.
Ready to beat Migs. I know Suzanne and Graham is. Suzanne, are you there?
I sure am.
Suzanne, I would bet my vision that you listened to the cheat sheet yesterday at 5:40. Would I be correct?
You know me so well, Taryn. I wouldn't even try without the cheat sheet.
Uh-huh.
I have no problem admitting that.
So you're cool with just cheating. That's great.
Yep.
That's my girl. All right, Steve, get out of here.
Very Eddie Guerrero of you.
For those playing at home, Suzanne will have 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Sure am.
Who is Ken Griffey Jr.'s dad?
Ken Griffey Sr.
Yes. The Janka test measures the hardness of what material?
Dad.
Bubbles, Blossom, and Buttercup are better known as what superhero trio?
Powderpuff Girls.
Yes. The Prime Meridian passes through which major city in the U.K.?
I have no idea. Pass.
Which famous artist's work has been stolen more than any other?
Picasso.
Correct. Who starred in the 1979 film The Jerk?
Steve Martin.
Yes. Saginaw Bay is within which of the Great Lakes?
Lake Huron.
Yes. Which organ is affected by gastritis?
Liver?
No.
Kidney?
No.
Thanks.
Yes. The construction of the Pentagon began during which war?
World War II?
Yes. Which wrestler covered I'm the Leader of the Gang with green jelly in 1993?
Oh, I usually know wrestling, too. Dusty Rhodes.
No. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Correct, Suzanne. That's a great score.
Not bad.
Not bad at all. Steve, welcome back.
Oh, it's so good to be back.
Do you feel that you are ready?
Showtime.
Who is Ken Griffey Jr.'s dad?
Ken Griffey.
Yeah, sure. The Janka test measures the hardness of what material?
Excuse me, what?
The Janka test measures the hardness of what material?
The hardness of cloth.
No.
The hardness of canvas.
No.
The hardness of a burrito.
No. Bubbles, Blossom, and Buttercup are better known as what superhero trio?
Oh, the Powerpuff Girls.
Yes. The Prime Meridian passes through which major city in the UK?
London.
Yes. Which famous artist's work has been stolen more than any other?
Ooh, I'm going to say Van Gogh.
No.
Da Vinci.
No.
Michelangelo.
No. Who starred in the 1979 film?
Is it Andy Warhol?
No.
Oh.
Who starred in the 1979 film The Jerk?
That would be Steve Martin.
Sure is. Saginaw Bay is within which of the Great Lakes?
Lake Ontario.
No.
Lake Erie.
No.
Lake Wisconsin.
No. Which organ is affected by gastritis?
The butt.
No!
The stomach.
Yes. The construction of the Pentagon began during which war?
World War II.
Yes. With that, you got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And that's a pretty good score, Steve. But you couldn't beat Suzanne. It's a score of 6-7. Congratulations,
seven.
Suzanne.
Thank you.
6-7, 6-7, 6-7.
The Janka test measures the hardness of wood.
What? I was going to say that, but my God, I thought you guys had thought I'd been juvenile, so I decided to be more mature, and I got F.
Suzanne did know that the famous artist's work that has been stolen more than any other would be that of Picasso. Saginaw Bay is within Lake Huron, and one that you did not get to, and I know for a fact you would have gotten it right. Which wrestler covered I'm the Leader of the Gang with green jelly in 1993?
Oh. I'm going to go with Randy Savage.
No.
Andre the Giant.
No.
George the Animal Steel.
No.
Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan.
Really?
Yes.
You stumped him with a wrestling question? Oh, my God. I am so glad that's not the reason why I lost.
That was terrible.
Shut up, Hulkster.
Hell yeah.
Let's play a song and then I'll play you the song. How about that?
Okay.
Okay.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
The holidays may be over, but for one rockaholic, she was hoping to enlist our help because apparently she's got some big family drama going on that is so bad that one of her family members skipped out on Christmas and she is not happy.
Hell yeah!
So what happened and how can we possibly help? We're going to find out after Smashing Pumpkins. The holidays may be in the rear view mirror. Sorry, words, guys.
The rear view mirror,
but for one rockaholic, some of that holiday fun turned into family drama, and that has carried over into the new year.
I feel like everybody's got some drama in their household. You're straight from Thanksgiving, and then whatever happened there carries over to Christmas, the New Year's.
Well, Tracy from Shoreline has enlisted us to help her get through some of this family drama, so we're going to see if we can help her out. And Tracy, you're on with us this morning. Good morning and good day. How are things?
Oh, Lord. Well, that's a loaded question. It ain't great, or I wouldn't be calling you guys.
Uh-oh.
I guess I'll just dive into what I'm dealing with right now. But back in November, before the holidays, I asked my brother to help me. And basically, I need your help now because he is not even talking to me.
Okay.
But he basically was supposed to help me move, like something so simple that any brother should help their sister do, in my humble opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a single mom, so it's been a little bit tough for me. I have a 10-year-old son, but he kept flaking. And we ended up having a huge argument over that, and we haven't talked since.
Well, why can't the 10-year-old do all the moving? I'm kidding. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. So I texted him, and I invited him to Christmas dinner, and he no-showed.
Okay, so you guys had a big falling out because he didn't help do the moving, and it was so bad that he didn't want to come to Christmas?
Yes, and he tried to play it off like he wasn't feeling good. And at the end of the day, I know that's a lie because one of our mutual friends tagged his punk you-know-what on a post on Facebook, and I saw they were out doing Christmas fireball shots at a bar. So I know he was not feeling good.
Happy holidays.
Yeah. So I'm just really frustrating. See, I can't even talk this morning either.
Oh, we can't either, yeah.
Because I do love my brother, and he's also the uncle to my son, and I know he listens to your show. So I'm kind of hoping either you're hearing me right now, Trevor.
Tracy, you're using our airwaves to basically get through to him because he won't respond to your texts?
Yeah.
I love this.
Pretty much, especially because he has a nephew that adores him. I just don't want this to continue into the new year and cause a huge divide in our family. It's ridiculous that he's not talking to me over, you know, helping me move, you know? So,
yeah. Well, moving, I hate helping people move.
It's
too, but I get why you need the help, and I'll be afraid. But at the end of the day, the thing that kind of like, as a dad now, and I'm sure Danny as well, we all have kids, like, family is so important, and to let little things or, you know, arguments get in the way of quality time with your younger kid is that does kind of piss me off.
Yes, disappointing.
Trevor, I'm very disappointed in you. Granted, I don't know your side of the story, but I'm very disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm just disappointed. I don't know.
You guys are making me feel a lot better, to be honest. I should have just called you instead of starting. I literally started therapy last month because I don't want this to be what ruins the family. I don't want to divide. Like you said, family is so important, and I love my brother, and I've been there for him all through these years. You know, he's I call him my older little brother because, I don't know, we kind of have an interesting relationship. I think,
Tracy.
Who doesn't have an interesting relationship with their sibling? But.
I can relate, though, Tracy. I have a younger brother who I know I've called on him to help me move. I've called on him to chop firewood with me. I mean, I rely on my brother for a lot of things. And has he flaked on me before? Yes. But I think it's so
important. Would your brother help Tracy move?
He totally, for a cold beer, my brother will do pretty much anything. So, but I can relate to that, Tracy. I know how it can be when you know, if somebody lets you down or whatever, but, you know, letting it get in the way of the quality time, that's got to be beyond frustrating.
Yeah, sometimes you kind of have to like grin and bear, maybe, okay, I'm not getting along with you, but is this your son's only uncle, or I don't know how many like siblings you have in your family?
Yeah, it is. We have a small family, and I think that's why it's really bothering me. And I just thought, I mean, I tried texting him 3 days ago just to wish him a happy New Year's, crickets.
Aww.
And I'm like, I just don't want this to be, you know, the divided year where everything changes and all of a sudden our family like falls apart over something that was, you know, had I not asked him to, maybe he's got stuff going on in his own life that I don't know about. I'm just.
Taryn, have you looked at the screener?
I chat.
I'm not sure if a listener's effing with us or not, or Dayton's playing a game on us, but he says that Trevor's on the phone.
Are you serious?
We'll find out.
Do you really want to talk to Trevor right now?
I mean, yes, I do. I miss my brother.
Trevor, is this you, the Trevor?
Tracy is so full of crap, and I can't believe she's doing this, because there's so much more to this story.
What?
Okay, we found the right Trevor, it sounds like.
Wait, Tracy, can you confirm that that's your brother Trevor?
That's my brother Trevor. Yeah, but you know what?
Just I don't know if we're going to be siblings after this one, okay?
Oh, no.
Well, what are we supposed to do? Because we got to take a break.
This is the bad part. We have to go right now, but I don't know if it would be possible. Trevor, I don't know if this is possible. Could you guys join us tomorrow so that we can actually get both sides of the story and maybe find some sort of conflict resolution between the two of you?
Oh, I am there.
Tracy, you could do this tomorrow as well?
I will be there.
Okay, wait. Trevor, we hear you're a flake. Do you promise that you're going to join us tomorrow, or are we going to text
you? Are you going to show up,
you
Trev?
Guys are going to lose a loyal listener all because of Tracy.
Oh!
So there is two sides. They always say there's two sides, but there's three sides to the story. There's going to be Tracy's side, Trevor's side, and then the truth, the three T's.
Okay.
I can't wait to hear what he has to say tomorrow. So, Trevor, yes, Trev, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
All right, we'll do it.
You guys tomorrow. What? I guess you call us or we call you. How does this?
We will call you. Trevor, you better answer.
Don't give us a fake number there, Trevor.
All right, so we're gonna call you guys at 8 a.m. and try to sort this all out.
All right,
it's a date.
All right, you guys are great.
Sounds good.
The Daily Migs Show.
My live night. 2026 is on the calendar, Rockaholics, and we hope you can be there Friday, February 13th at Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel.
Let's have them settle it at live night.
That would be amazing. That's the kind of drama we expect.
I'll rent a wrestling ring.
From such a chaotic day. It's the livest radio that exists in the world, and you can be there in person to witness it. Get all the details. Grab your tickets at KISW.com.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck. And what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
Our old friend Gino Smith shared a post on Instagram and wrote, "Grateful for the challenges. I appreciate all the lessons learned. Bigger and better days ahead. Love," in all caps.
What? And there was like a bunch of pictures. He put like a whole slideshow of him in Las Vegas. And some people were like, what the hell does this mean?
And he posted it with the song Success by Jay-Z in the background.
I used to give a f-, now I give a f-. What do I think of success? It sucks, too much stress. I guess I blew up quick, cause friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not, and my d***'s big. I don't know what the fuss is, my career's illustrious. My rep is impeccable, I'm not to be f***ed with. Let that bitch breathe.
Yeah, we're going to have to let that bitch breathe because we're running out of bleeps.
Yeah.
So his song about success after having a 3-win season, and that seems a very... The funny part is... Like, everyone was commenting on, like, how, like, I can't believe you left the comments open. Because he left the comments open. Because usually he'll make a post and he'll keep the comments closed because he doesn't want to deal with the trolls.
Oh, boy. Well, at some point last night, the post got deleted, but not before some of those replies were noted.
I'm looking right now. He has no posts. He removed everything. He's not even following anybody. He's such a... And I love Gino. Like, I wanted to see him succeed. But he does have these very childlike temper tantrums on social media.
Well, we're going to dive into some of those replies as we go straight to the comments.
That is the nice thing. We were able to see the comments before he deleted the post, and we grabbed a couple of those comments, and we figured who better to read these comments than...
Gino Smith?
No, they don't have a robot Gino Smith.
No.
What song did he use?
Oh, Jay-Z!
Yes, we have robot Jay-Z, who sounds nothing like the actual Jay-Z, reading the comments about Gino Smith. Thanking everybody. Are you ready for the first comment?
Oh, yeah.
Dude is brave to leave comments on. I'm impressed.
Yeah, a lot of people are like, hey, don't like you, but kudos for leaving the comments open.
Yeah.
But apparently the comments must have been so bad that he got rid of the post.
That's so insane.
The NFL wrote back, you're fired.
Yes. This moment now is not aging well.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
Let's go. I don't know where we're going anymore. Ready for the next comment?
Oh, yes.
Bigger and better days in the CFL.
I wonder how many guys, like, were... I'm sure somebody knows this, but, like, how many people who were a quarterback in the NFL for a while and then did not want to give... Because, like, John Ryan. John Ryan was a punter in the NFL for a long time, and then he wasn't ready to hang up the cleats. So then he went on over to the CFL and played in there for a couple of seasons and had a good time doing that. I wonder if any quarterbacks have done that.
I'm sure there's a lot. We probably just don't hear about it.
I don't know.
There's not
a lot
of buzz on the CFL down here.
And I'm not like a guy who was like a starter, and like not like some guy that we never heard of. Like,
yeah.
You think like somebody like let's say Russell Wilson. Let's just, if he doesn't find a team, I know he's talking about coming back for another season, probably not with the Giants. Would he go to the CFL? If the money was right, maybe.
Maybe.
Take back everything I said about you, bro. Thanks for the number one pick. Have fun in Cancun for the rest of your career.
Okay. I honestly, like, if you're not going to win the Super Bowl, finishing in very last place is probably the next best thing.
Yeah.
Because at least you get the number one pick.
Bigger and better days. Holding a clipboard behind a rookie.
Well, I mean, it still pays well.
Yeah, take the job.
Bro made Pete get fired twice.
Oh,
great job, Gino. He believed in you. You should be ashamed of yourself.
I don't know if Gino's the reason why Pete Carroll got fired.
Yeah, that's a little aggressive.
I think his son's the reason why he got fired.
That seems more accurate.
Thanks, bro. We wouldn't have that number one pick if it wasn't for you. You are a goat.
See, some Raiders fans are actually understanding the big picture.
Silver lining.
When you get
silver and black lining.
Yes.
When you get cut, don't write us back.
Oh, I'm going back too.
They wrote me off. I ain't right back, though. That's the problem. I ain't right back. Let's go.
You want to hear one more comment about Geno Smith from the Raider Nation?
Yes.
This post screams, my house is already on the market. I do believe you a solid backup. Oh, before I forget, f*** you.
Ooh. Wow. Salty.
Just a tad.
The Daily Mix Show.
Daily Mix Show.
Steve Miggs, I have to say that I'm glad you're sitting down for this.
What happened?
Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey are no longer smoking pot together.
So there's a chance?
We're going to find out why that is when we tell you what's trending after Beck. Another day, another whole bunch of information from the world of pop culture. And there's so much happening out there in the real world. that we have had to sift through it to tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Matthew McConaughey was a guest on Woody Harrelson and Ted Danson's podcast yesterday, and he dropped a bomb on us that he can no longer smoke pot with Woody, and this is the reason that he gave.
The new stuff does not agree with my constitution and my mental makeup. It goes the other way. Time speeds up for me. I've chipped front tooth 3 times falling out of a tree on a full moon. Wow. When I smoked some of that stuff Woody has.
What kind of stuff is Woody giving this guy?
Meth?
Right?
Bath salts? I don't know. That sounds insane.
Would you consider, I feel like Matthew McConaughey might be part of like the second tier of celebrity stoners. Because I was thinking about like, the Mount Rushmore of celebrity stoners. Who would you put?
Willie Nelson.
Willie Nelson.
I mean, Bob Marley.
Bob Marley would be a good one as well. I mean, I think Cheech and Chong together. Yeah. Snoop Dogg, Seth Rogen.
Yep, that's a good one.
I feel like that's like the top tier.
Yeah.
And then you got like Matthew McConaughey, maybe Woody Harrelson.
Sure.
I don't know. Who else would you put in? Dave Chappelle.
Yep, that's a good one.
He'd be a good pick. Who would you, like, if you could pick anybody
to smoke weed with?
Yeah, would it be Woody Harrelson? I don't think I would want to after hearing that story.
Oh my God, I don't think I would survive that. I bet, you know, blazing down with Willie Nelson would be pretty cool.
Yes, I was thinking that, but I'm like, what am I going to talk to him about? He's kind of old. I don't really like his music all that much.
It's like, he's like one of the most well-respected artists in all of music across all genres.
That's what the question was, and who do I respect the most? I'm like, who would I want to hang out with while I'm stoned?
What do you mean you wouldn't have anything to talk to him about? The guy's 90 years old.
Yeah, I feel like he might nod off.
Oh, my God.
That's the number one pick?
Yeah. No. Of like the classic stoner.
It doesn't have to even be a stoner. It's just like what celebrity would you want to be stoned around?
I mean,
I don't think Willie Nelson would even be in my top 5. And I have no disrespect to Willie.
Okay, considering you've smoked with Cypress Hill, who would be your pick?
Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
Oh my God.
I would want to go on a cheat meal with him while stoned.
Oh, that would be intense, I bet.
Right?
I bet that could do some damage.
You sit down at like a sushi place and he just goes, I'll have everything. And I'm just like all baked out of my mind. I could talk wrestling with the guy and eat sushi with him.
Could you imagine taking him to all you can eat sushi at Trappers?
Yes.
He would put that place out of business.
They might have to shut down after that. Danny, what about you? I know you don't smoke the weed, but
I don't even know what smoking weed is like, so I don't know what kind of feeling I'd want to be around. But I mean, my go-to answer with everything,
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Thank you. Oh, yeah.
You know, he'd be kind of fun to smoke weed with.
Yeah.
Yeah, write me a song, Billy.
That's 3 chords.
And then we'll get some sushi. But speaking of Dwayne The Rock Johnson, apparently his company, Zoa Energy, have you ever had that energy drink?
No.
Well, they're in the middle of a big lawsuit, a $3 million settlement that they're making because of claims that they said they have 0 preservatives in their labeling on their drinks. Apparently that was misleading. And so they're denying the wrongdoings, but they're saying that customers who bought the drinks between 2021 and 2025 can file a claim for up to $150 with receipts or $10 without. I don't have any of my receipts. I'm not keeping a box full of receipts of Zoa energy drinks.
You could get a $10 payout, though, even without the receipts. That's like one Starbucks drink.
I'll be honest with you. I'm not even sure if I've ever had a Zoa energy drink. If I have, I don't remember it.
I've never had it.
And also, I've never really... Maybe I'm not the right person with these kind of things. I never really expect these things are healthy. Even the energy drinks that say that they are.
Like,
they're probably not. They probably found some kind of loophole that made it sound like it's healthy. I'm not like going into it thinking, this is really good for my body.
It's going to change my life.
This energy drink is going to be okay for my body. No.
Not a chance.
The Daily Mix Show.
How would you like to beat Steve Miggs this morning? He has 4 wins, 3 losses, and 4 ties in 2026 so far. 206-803-ROCK is our number, and we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.